Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 2nd August 2022. Top stories for today. The Plantation Industries and Commodities Minister, Dato' Zuraida Kamarudin, earlier said there are presently policy problems with Indonesia and Bangladesh in terms of sourcing foreign labour from the two countries. Zuraida said India and Pakistan have offered to send their citizens to work in Malaysian plantations as the ministry attempts to battle the manpower shortage in the sector. Meanwhile, Perak Police Chief Datuk Mior Farida Latrash said the Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia has begun investigating the incident involving a light aircraft that crashed at Jalan Dr. Nazrin Shah, Sungai Rokan Medan Gopeng last night. In the incident, which occurred at about 8 p.m. yesterday, a flying instructor, Fajim Jufa Mustafa Kamal, was killed, while the other pilot, known as Muhammad Din Fikri Zainal Abidin, is reported to be in stable condition. Malaysia reported a total of 3,230 new COVID-19 cases as of midnight yesterday. The Health Ministry said another 8 COVID-related deaths were registered yesterday, with 2 confirmed as brought in dead. Meanwhile, a total of 3,847 patients recovered and were discharged. On the international front, U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi was expected to arrive in Taipei later on Tuesday, according to sources, as several Chinese warplanes flew close to the median line dividing the Taiwan Strait. According to the source, Chinese aircraft squeezed the median line on Tuesday morning and several warships had remained close to the unofficial dividing line since Monday. The United States killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in a drone strike, President Joe Biden confirmed in a speech from the White House. According to Biden, Zawahiri, who remained a visible international symbol of the group 11 years after the U.S. killed Osama bin Laden, was sheltering in downtown Kabul to reunite with his family and was killed using 2 Hellfire missiles. And Pakistan Army helicopter carrying 6 individuals, including 2 top commanders, is feared to have crashed while on a flood relief operation. According to the report, the helicopter was headed for the Pakistan Air Force base in Masrur in Karachi before it disappeared and lost contact with air traffic control while in the Resif Balochistan province. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit asrawani.com for more of these stories.